What is the 70% rule in house flipping?
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.
What is the 70% rule in house flipping? What is the 70% rule? All right, so I think it's important that I share a screen here, okay? Let's see here, stop screen. Yeah, I think it's important that I share screen. Let's go to my Firefox. All right, share screen. All right, awesome. Okay, all right. So, and you wanna go to a free tool that I put together for you all. It's called dealestimator.com. It forwards you to the tool on our website, myempirepro.com. Okay, and this is the tool right here, okay? And there are three different tools here. These two are very good. The first two are very good. Actually, I could do some more work on the subject to calculator here, so, but it's good too, right? So I'm gonna use this one, ARV calculator. Let's just use that for example, right? A couple of things, okay? ARV calculator, what is ARV? It's after repair value. It means after repair value, right? So if you're asking the question, what is the 70% rule in house flipping? It simply means that your cost of acquiring the property or acquisition of the property cannot be more than 70%, okay? It's not 70% everywhere in the world. In some location is 65%, meaning all the investors in that area on an average, they suggest that your cost, that means your cost of acquisition and the cost of repairing the property, that's all together cannot be more than 70%. Why? Because that's why you're in business. You want to make money, right? So you want to leave some room, right? You want to leave some room for you want to leave some room to make money, right? Profit, because there's going to be other costs. There's going to be closing costs. There's going to be holding costs. There's going to be money cost. There's going to be business costs, aka profit, right? And all those other fees somehow has to be paid for. You got to feed your family, right? So that's where the 70% rule comes from. It could be 65%, it could be 50%, it depends. It just means the cost of acquisition and the cost of construction or repair of the property cannot be more than 70% of the after repair value of the property. After repair value of the property is essentially how much that property, after all fixed up, after rehab or after repair, right? That's why they call it after repair value or after rehab value. That cannot be more than 70%. If it's more than 70%, you just decrease the chances of you making of doing profitable business. All right, so let's see here. Let me go here. So this is the calculator right here. The calculator asks you, okay, this one is a ARV calculator, so you can calculate ARV, but the best tool for this honestly is at empirebigdata.com. You have all the tools you need to do it. It basically is a tool that I use personally, but if you want to support us here, you use our link, which is Empire Big Data, but it's PropStream, okay? You sign up for a free account, 7 days trial, and try it out, and it works. But if you're going to build this business, it's a tool that you need to have all the time. All right, so that's one. So that's the ARV calculator. Why do you need the ARV? Because you need to know what the property is worth after repair. You need to basically know what, you know, the average, the weighted average of 3 to 5 comparable properties within the area, 1 mile radius, that sold within the last 6 months to a year. That's what you want, depending on the location, right? So if you go back here, we have the maximum allowable offer. Basically, it means the maximum you can pay for your property. That's where the 70% rule comes from. And as you can see here, there's a 65% rule here, the 70% rule here. In very busy market where houses flip very quickly, they can even go up to 80%, meaning they can pay up to 80% of what the property is actually worth on a good day. So let's say, for example, this property is worth $250,000, right? And let's say the rehab on a scale of 1 to 10 is 3, right? Then we just say low, small rehab, until you do a proper estimate, right? So if you're going to be a fix and flipper, you want to fix it yourself, you want to make sure you do a proper estimate and not use this. But this is good enough to put an offer if you're a wholesaler, because you can always renegotiate. But if you ask the homeowner and say, hey, what is the property worth? And they say, how much repair it needs, just minor stuff, just carpeting. So on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think? Maybe 1 or 2 repairs that it needs. Then you just use that one, right? And then the offer spits out this number at you based on how much you would like to make, which is probably about $10,000 on this type of deal, and the rule that you set here. If it's 65%, you see that number will change. That means you got to pay a little bit less than that. So this is a really cool tool that you may find useful. All right. If you're looking for mentorship education about this whole process, just go to 11dayschallenge.com right now. We'll see you on the next one. Peace.
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.